We're going to do everything we can to set you up for success.
As above ground construction on the micro factory is underway, Grow Hayes is looking at who may take advantage of the space. Director of Recruitment and Retention David Klingen stops by to share the latest on the Hayes Micro Factory on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It is going up.
How exciting is this?
You know, the best way it can be expressed, you know, you do a lot of work, pre-work, you do a lot of bidding, you get a good contractor does the work, but you don't feel like everything's moving forward until you start seeing it going vertical. And that started yesterday. All the flooring has been poured. The crews out there, they're going vertical with the building that's already out there, which came ahead of time, which has been great. So all of a sudden, everything you've been working for, you start to see that positive. And that means we have to even get busier now as we start going. Our goal is end of February of next year to have it 100% complete. September is when we're looking at working with our website and getting everything set up where businesses can reach out to us and say, I'm very interested in talking about the micro factory. So this whole month is just going to be one built around getting that marketing going so people will know what the advantages are of the community or of the micro factory and understanding the benefits of it and why we have it. So we're pretty pumped.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about what kind of businesses you guys are talking to and what maybe is looking like they would be interested in this space. But maybe for those that haven't heard about this yet, a quick recap of what the idea, the kind of the project is behind this micro factory.
No, absolutely. So a couple of years ago, the concept was brought up of bringing in some form of a factory that would have as much or as little overhead as possible. I mean, our operation costs would be just a minimal. And we had the concept of a 30,000 square foot micro factory. And the purpose of that micro factory would be 30,000 square feet, but instead of just one company moving in, different companies can move in. So it could be multi-use. You could have someone leasing space in there for 3,000 square feet, someone leasing for 5,000 square feet, whatever the need is to make that business more successful. And when we look at that micro factory, you have offices attached to it. So you could have a factory floor and you could have an office. The office area has a conference room, a break room, restrooms, a copier, everything that you need to do your business. And the vision is more of an incubator type vision. So it reaches out to several different classes of businesses. It could be a startup business. If you came to Grow Hayes and said, I've been doing the small business, but I'm ready to expand, but I need something that's not, I can't afford to build a brand new building. It just costs too much. Micro factory, most of our overhead's already been paid for through the base grant, through the Patterson Family Foundation, through the Schmidt Foundation, through Innovation Center. So our overhead is super low, which allows us to bring our square footage down low as well. So that I looked it up this morning, the average factory square footage in the U.S. right now, it's around 1150 a square foot. We're looking at, and it's still variable while we see any additional costs, we're looking at about $4 a square foot.
Wow.
And $2.5 to $3 for CAM. So our goal is to keep that as low as possible. And that 11.5 I just quoted, that's not even counting that triple net. So we're trying to be half of what you would have to do if you went to any of the place and just leased a current building. But a new business getting started, business expansion. If you have a business and you go, man, we're so compact, we want to expand, but it's going to cost us. Grow Hayes Micro Factory gives you a chance for up to 3 years to go out there, lease a bigger space, probably at a lot cheaper rate than you're already leasing for, and give you a chance to focus on your business instead of trying to pay your bills overhead so much. And then at 3 years or whatever lease it finalizes that, then you are prepared to move out and build your own building and you're able to continue your growth. And that third aspect is, you know, if we have a business that's Eastern Kansas or Western Kansas, wherever it is, and they want to migrate to Hayes and they're trying to find out how they can come here and get started, get their foot in the door per se, the micro factory does that same thing. Ultimately though, if you look at the vision of the micro factory, it is built specifically to grow workforce in Hayes and the surrounding area. But the other great vision of it is it's here to set you up for success as a business. When you come in, It's just not, hey, I want to be here and we lease it out. There's a step process. You apply. We ask you to show some processes that you've already taken, specifically a business plan that shows this is what I'm going to want to do. This is the plan. And we work with SBDC. We work with the Innovation Center. We work with different businesses and that deal with or small business just to help them be successful. And part of that lease will say, hey, you're going to get this great rate. You're going to get a camera system, the inside out. You're going to get lighting. You're going to get HVAC that's in the factory. You're going to get all this. Plus, we're going to do everything we can to set you up for success. All we need you to do is just want to do that. And then status with us. Let us know how things are going. If you're struggling, we have resources that you can reach out to that we can connect you with that can help you move along the way through that process.
And I have a question to kind of touch on that. Have you guys discussed what goes into consideration for who gets the available spot, especially when if there's multiple businesses coming forward to try and expand?
That's an excellent question. So there's a couple stages that we look at on that. One is we look at the business and what they offer. If they're bringing in something that would not be good for that microfactory. Hazardous materials, right, which would require all sorts of other check boxes to be made and other training for people that aren't even dealing with it. A dusty environment. If they create an environment, what they're doing could contaminate what everybody else is working on in their business. We look at that process as well. And then based on that, we've already looked at other things, like it's an open floor. Microfactory is an open floor. Area, but we've also looked at these heavy duty curtains that you could actually drop down from the ceiling that would give them that barrier, which would be a win. And then when it comes to who's applying for it, like I said, you know, my first goal is startup business. If we have someone in this area that wants to really start their business, and they just need that help to get there, that would be one of our priorities, because we want that. This area, Hayes especially, Ellis County. Part of our success in the past has been that entrepreneurship. I mean, last year we had a lot of entrepreneurs that bought a business or started a business. I mean, that's been our bread and butter for success in this area, and we want to continue to nurture that process. The next level is business wants to expand. Criteria is if you want to expand your business, then just show us it's going to help create workforce. Show us that it's going to add two or three more employees that you'll be able to hire on and start teaching and give them a good job. So those criteria is being met. If it's an outside company wanting to come in and they say, hey, we only want to be here for a year, then we're going to leave because we're just doing a project. You know, it's just a one-year project. If we have the space, possibly, but we really want to focus on where the long-term impact is going to be for this Western Kansas Hayes area.
You know, you mentioned kind of the growth piece, and I think this having this resource allows that more organic growth and lets the businesses kind of find that profitability point in the area because they don't have to pay that two or three times rental rate.
Right. And I go back to the same phrase, and I've used it in several meetings already, set them up for success. And in this time and age, especially after COVID, building your own building is super expensive. Going and leasing a building is still expensive. If we can give an opportunity to businesses, a small business, a startup business, whatever that case might be, if we can give them that opportunity by cutting that overhead, guiding them, giving them tools to be a success, that's only a win-win for where we can see ourselves down the road. And it's an incubator process, which means our goal is we see max probably that business being in there 3 years, because we want to continue to give other businesses that same low rate advantage. But our vision is if you come in and you're there for 3 years, we've already put together a 5-year plan. We're looking at you being there for 3 years, but we've already looked at what we can do to set you up for success for the next 2 years after that, just to stay strong, how to get ready for whatever. If you need bank loans, or if you're opening up a business, your own business, how we can help in that process. So we're building all these or putting together all these tools just to set that person up for success or that business up for success.
You know, on the, you mentioned the businesses moving into the area piece. I think about that company that moved into Russell. They were on the West Coast, but they moved their operations here. And it, by the time that they had moved and hired the workforce and got the facility ready, they ran out of money. If a facility like this were here, they could have made it work. Maybe.
Absolutely. And then once again, our goal is success. If you came to us and said, I want to open a business, or I want to grow my business and I like to do the micro factory, we go through that step-by-step process. We might actually go, you know, right now your business plan isn't strong enough to show that you could be successful in this. And that's hard feedback, but that's how we are here to help you grow in a positive manner. We want 100% success rate. And so that's how we will look at any business or anybody that's wanting to come in that has that vision. And like I said, it's great that the microfactory itself, the overhead on it, has mostly been paid for through all these grants that we were able to get. We've been able to work well with local bidders that have done or have already and will be continue doing the work on the microfactory as we're moving forward. The success is very possible. The criteria is whatever the business is, if it's a small startup business or a business trying to expand, just being open to taking that feedback and saying, I don't mind going, getting a whole new business plan and making sure it's really a good business plan that's going to be successful. And just reaching out and talking to resources out there that are meant to do that, to take care of the business growth.
Well, David, we've got just a couple minutes left here. I wonder if we want to talk about, you know, again, you said that the application system will be open a little bit later on this year, but have you, as you've been kind of talking to area entrepreneurs, I'm curious what kind of businesses, what business models are maybe going to take advantage of this?
You know, it's been going back and forth. A lot of conversations without even opening up the application process and talking about the microfactory window is people have come. I've had people that have dealt with woodwork that have asked about the, you know, if they could come in. We've talked about machinery. They've asked about what sort of grants or positions out there that they could apply for that could help them in their growth. And there are possibilities in that. We've had a couple that have talked about doing satellite type business. They would satellite from out of Wichita into Hayes and see just how well the business could catch on in Hayes as they try and market to the Western Kansas area. So good conversations. I like to say, I feel like there are a lot of possibilities. Just from the fact that I've had repeat conversations with people. I've had groups out of Topeka and out of Manhattan. But I'm also reaching out to Kansas Commerce and talking to them as well, going, hey, let you know what's going on. And our goal, just because you hit on it, on our website, growhaze.com, in the top right corner, there's a spot called the Microfactory. Hopefully by the end of this month, you'll see the process. When you click on it, it'll show pictures of how the building is continuing to grow. But then you'll start seeing other information on that website that says contact Grow Hayes, talk to, you know, someone at Grow Hayes, talk to David Klingen. Then we explain the process and all the tools needed to get your name on the list and start getting you in that direction as we look at the opening in February.